This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Since the 2008 recession, states have reduced their spending on higher education by 17% per student, while tuition has risen by 33%. Oklahoma cut an average of $147 from the income of 200,000 households by cutting the state's share of the earned income tax credit for low-income workers. Corporate boards with more women grant their CEOs higher pay, but experts say that maybe because there are so few women who make it onto boards, they're pressured to get along. 44% of Americans say that Social Security will be their biggest source of income in retirement. The average age that people begin collecting is 64, even though full benefits are not available until 65 or 66, depending on when you were born. Only 9% say they will wait until 70 to begin collecting. In Mexico, nearly all corruption crimes go unpunished, and those found guilty are not high-level officials. Of 444 cases forwarded to the nation's Attorney General's office by federal auditors between 1998 and 2012, charges were filed in only 7. Former governor of New Mexico was nominated as the Libertarians' candidate for president. The expression, good to the last drop, was supposedly uttered by Theodore Roosevelt after a cup of coffee and has been used by Maxwell House as its slogan since 1917. 23% of Americans had a tattoo in 2010, but 38% of the millennials have one. Chad's former dictator was found guilty of crimes against humanity, war crimes, torture, and sex crimes, and sentenced to life in prison. With close to 370,000 homeless on the streets in Los Angeles now, the city is now home to almost one-third of the nation's homeless. Pennsylvania's top environmental officer was forced to resign after excoriating environmentalists for not showing up to support critical fracking regulations in what he called a Russian show trial legislative hearing. National Firearms Act, in place for 80 years, already requires registration, mugshots, fingerprints, and a national database and a detailed description of each gun bought, as well as an FBI background check and a $200 tax, and it has worked without NRA comment. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.